everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Super excited to be here with you again. I think I'm in trouble with the crew that I have in here today. You'll get to meet these three ladies in just a second. I'll let them introduce themselves, but yeah, totally random. Met these three on the beach this morning. They were cracking me up. I said, hey, y'all want to be on podcast? Like today? So I can't wait to find out what is going to happen here on this episode of My Wave Podcast. But welcome back, everybody. I do want to give a shout out to our sponsor. The sponsor is Shredder Surf Camp. Shredder Surf Camp is at Wrightsville Beach. If you want to learn to surf, we do private lessons all through the summer and four-day camps that run about 9-10 weeks. And so please check them out, Shredder Surf Camp. ShredderSurf.com is their website. And yeah, also, if you are enjoying what you've been hearing, you can buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/MyWave. Great, simple way to contribute. Lots of other people on there. You find what you like, you can give them a $5 cup of coffee. Buy me 10 cups of coffee. It's a simple way, non-subscription, that you can support the work of podcasters. Anyway, buymeacoffee.com/mywave. Well, ladies and gents, here we go. These three are going to be unleashed. I've got them. Their mics are on. Ladies, what is up?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, what's your name? What's your name? Let's start here.
Hey, everyone. My name's Enrica.
Enrica.
Hey, everyone. My name is Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Hey, hey. I'm Kara.
Kara. So this morning we were at Surf Church, Wrightsville Beach. If you're in the Wrightsville Beach area and would love to check something really cool, 7:30 under Crystal Pier. If you're down at Carolina Beach, it's 7:15 under the Tiki Bar. But we gather, we keep it simple. We maybe sing sometimes, maybe we don't. But hey, we always want to just talk about Jesus down there at Surf Church. You can follow them at Surf Church ILM on Instagram. They live stream it as well. So what in the world? I walked away from the water. We had a baptism down there this morning, and I turn around and I see you three holding hands and your heads are bowed, and y'all finished just as I walked by. I was like, what was this, some Jesus conversation going on here? And then we just started talking. Is your all of your first time? Or
yes, all of our first times.
Okay, so where are you from, Kara?
So I have lived in Wilmington now for almost 10 years.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I grew up in the Cary Raleigh area.
All right.
And I used to go to a big church out there, and I just never really found any place that was like really my home. And Kelsey's like, hey, I heard about this church. We should totally check it out. And I went and I was like, this is epic.
Good deal.
When she got baptized in the ocean, I was it. It was it for me.
Awesome. Awesome. That's awesome. How about you?
Hey guys, this is Kelsey. So I'm from a small town in Ohio. It's going to be like southeastern area. So if anyone knows where Athens, Ohio is.
I thought that was in like Greece.
Yeah. I thought it is in Greece. But so it's a small town there. And then after I graduated from my undergrad in about 2019, I came here for grad school. So I've been here ever since.
UNCW? And,
yes.
Okay. Graduated grad school already?
Working on it.
Working on it.
Hopefully December.
Good deal. Good deal. I got my master's in 10 and a half years.
Well, there you go.
I got it done. Yep. I did a class a semester. It was great. And what brought you? Are you from around here?
I am not from around here. So I grew up in Indiana, went to college in Indiana, lived overseas for years in many different places. But I was in Michigan as the last place I was for 5 years. Looked up all the coastal surf cities on the map of the of the U.S., and Wilmington was calling my name.
Yeah.
And so the same day that I had a new surprise friend, Kelsey, I walked up to her. She had a cool surfboard on her car, and I was like, you surf? She was like, yeah. And I was like, let's be friends. And that same day I met some of the surf church members on the beach.
Okay.
And so I had heard about it because I love to surf. So we were super excited to come and make more surf friends.
We're going to get into the surfing. But so travel the world. What brought you here? Or are you still doing what you did when you traveled? What do you do for a living?
Oh, so what brought me here? I love the ocean.
Okay.
I just love
plain
the,
and simple.
Love the beach. Yeah, exactly. And it just looked like a cool place on the ocean. So that's really what brought me here. It wasn't work that brought me here. I specifically chose this place.
Yeah. Fantastic. Did you know that Wrightsville Beach was in the, was it top 20, top 25 National Geographic surf towns in the world.
Oh my gosh. I don't remember.
Do you remember when that article was? It's like, it's been like 10, 15 or.
Did you all hear that? No, it just makes you that much more excited about where I live. Right. I'm going to tell my family members
that. There you go.
In the world.
There you go. Yeah. So what do you do for a living?
I'm a success coach for a virtual high school. So I have been doing that where I like recruit students and tell them about how great the high school is and kind of be like their cheerleader along the way and their support, connect them to the right resources.
How about that? That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. And Kelsey, what do you do?
So other than school. Currently I'm a grad student at UNCW, as I said. Other than that, I work at the police department that's on campus. So I'm a security guard there and I actually work with Kara here. Okay. So, you know, I kind of do her dirty work sometimes, you know, just the random unlocking doors and jumping cars and things like that, making sure everything's secure and safe. So,
yeah. Very cool. And so Kara, she spilled the beans.
Way to tell everybody, Kelsey.
We're also certified dog moms.
Yeah, we are dog moms. Yes.
Dog mom. What does that entail?
Basically, you just have to love your dogs more than life itself. And she's being humble. What she doesn't tell you is that she wants to be a professional CSI person and is super smart. And that's what she's looking for. So if you guys have any openings, Kelsey's a good fit.
There you go. There you go. Maybe some officers listen here at CSI. I know some people. I know we'll talk afterwards. I know some people.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. People have arrested me. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Well, so I'm a police officer at UNCW. I've been there almost 10 years now. And before that, I worked for the city of Rocky Mount. So
okay.
Just holding it down on the college town.
There you go. There you go. That's awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear your surf stories because from what I gather, it's pretty new.
Yeah. Very new.
Yeah. And so,
it just started.
So this podcast is called My Wave. And what it describes or what the purpose of it is to trace that surfer that I interview, their one most memorable wave. And so I mean, to be able to interview somebody who's been surfing for less than a year, they have a most memorable wave. To interview somebody that's surfed for 30 years, they've got many, but one rises to the surface. And so this conversation tries to capture that one wave. Now, granted, you guys may not be like seasoned rippers, but you've got a wave story or you've got a story. And that's what this is about. And the more I got to thinking about today, I was like, and it'd be just great to hear maybe your questions and different things that you're learning and gleaning. And one, to help me as a podcaster develop more future podcasts, but for those listening, for them to be educated and to be encouraged that, you know, hey, I didn't know that either. And I don't have to, you know, I don't have to be embarrassed about not knowing. And so, who wants to start with, when you started surfing? Talk to me about when you started surfing.
I can go ahead and start.
Sure. All right.
That's Enrique, guys.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. So, first off, I've always dreamed of surfing my whole life. Like I would like watch all the Soul Surfer movies and those ones with those one girls. What was it?
Boot Rush.
Boot Rush.
Yes. Yes.
Soul Surfer. Wait, there's three girls in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's us.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying.
Oh, the new.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would always watch those movies and I was just like, man, like I want to be those girls one day. And so I was in León, Nicaragua. It's like, I guess like a top 10, I think, surf spot around the world that people go to. And so I was actually doing the world race at the time. It's like this missions trip and things like that. And
yeah,
so,
I've heard of that.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing. And so we were in that country. I had heard about that's a great place where people surf at. And so I was like so excited. And so me and my friends, we like go to this place to surf and there's all these like surf coaches and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm not going to pay. I'm just going to watch and figure it out.
That's me and Kelsey all day.
Yeah, we do. Exactly. And so I get a board. I like pay to rent the board and I get out there and you guys, I got up on my third wave.
What?
No way. Never surfed a day in my life. Got up on my third wave. And also my friend was taking pictures and filming at that moment.
No
so
way.
Yes. And so I was just like, I have some pictures and I'm just so happy and I'm riding that wave in and it was like a nice, good and long wave. And it was honestly like the most memorable moment. And I was so proud because I'm like, no training, no anything. I just got up on my own. And so, and it was in such a beautiful location, a beautiful place.
Right.
It was great. I felt one with the ocean.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Like our opening song there, Feel the Connection.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Giving a shout out to Justice James. And thanks again, Justice, for allowing me to use your music. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So, Kelsey.
Yeah. So, guys, I'm an Ohio kid. We don't have any waves there. We don't have, you know, we don't have a whole lot. There's Lake Erie, but that's cold most of the time. And I'm also on the other end of that. So, I love the ocean, and I have loved it since I was little. I remember my mom telling me, like, you would always be going on vacation with us and trying to buy, like, surfer clothes and Billabong and Roxy and O'Neill. Like, I don't know why you were this kid. We were from Ohio. I'm like, well, I don't know. I think I just have, you know, an
salt
interest
water
in
your
it.
Blood.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. And, like, no one in my family has ever surfed. Like, they have no clue. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. So when I moved here, I was like, man, I really want to try to surf, you know. Never had any, like, surfing lessons or anything like that. So this past summer, actually, I think it was in June, my brother actually came down here to visit. And he is, sorry if I get this wrong, 11 years old.
Grip.
And and so he also loves doing some of the same athletic stuff that I do because we're both really competitive. We grew up in sports. And and so this summer I took him on his first surfing lesson and we both got our first wave and that was it.
Together.
So, together.
Yeah.
And it was a memorable experience just because we did it together and it was really cool. The waves were beautiful. We had a good surfing coach out there teaching us how to ride the waves.
Good.
But yeah, it all happened here at Wrightsville Beach. So, cool. You know, bringing it all home.
I know this episode is sponsored by Shredder Surf Camp, but who was the instructor and what organization? Remember?
I'm not sure if I remember. It was, I think they were also at Topsail Beach. So they have like one here and then they do one at Topsail Beach
Was it Drew?
It might have been.
Okay.
Maybe, but I'm not sure, and I'm super sorry that I don't remember.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
But yeah, that was a really memorable experience for both of us, just because it was something that we never did, and it, you know, it's crazy to pick up a board and pick up something that you never do, you know, because we're always football, basketball, baseball, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So to get on the waves and actually catch it's a really cool experience.
Absolutely.
And so another memorable experience that I had was, I had been surfing for maybe like a month or so. You know, I had already bought my own board because, of course, I was obsessed and I get like that. And I start buying all the gear and you never know what's to come next. And so, of course, I had to buy, you know, everything. And so I get out on my new board and I'm super excited. And I catch this wave and I couldn't believe it. I was up on the board and I was riding. I was like, wow, you know, and I looked down and for a split second, it felt like I was on the wave for like 5 minutes and I looked down in the crystal clear blue water and I saw the fish like swimming underneath me and that was amazing to me. That's the image that like plays in my head
right
every time. So it's so so fun. So if you're trying to get that wave, please keep pushing and have patience because that was like the hardest part. That you got to have a lot of patience to get that perfect wave.
Yeah Oh, I love it. I love it. Go ahead, Kara.
I feel like my story is probably not as climactic as the two of theirs. Like, how do you start with, I was overseas and I surfed after the first time. My journey started, you know, 20 years ago. So my family, they vacationed at Carolina Beach. We had a timeshare there. And so, like Kelsey, you know, salt water in my blood. I just love the beach. That's also how I picked here. I was like, I know I'm living in Wilmington one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in middle school. My dad buys me the surfboard. You know, I don't know anything about it. I'm watching Blue Crush. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm a surfer chick. Yeah. And he's trying to push me in the waves. My dad cannot surf. You know, he's like from the time where you go to the beach and you like you stay out there for hours and you float on those blue and red floats.
Yes.
And he's like, just try to get on your knees. And sidebar, while he was trying to teach me, a jellyfish floated on top of my board. And I don't know if, you know, I know Jesus walked on water, but I came close that day. So I really just couldn't get the fundamentals of it. I never really like had tried that hard.
Yeah.
And so I'd kind of given it up. You know, you throw the board in storage. You're like, look, you know, surfer life is not for me. And so this summer I was like, man, I'm going to try it. Kelsey was trying. I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a go. So I had bought a foam board a couple years ago because I'm like, oh, you know, I heard it's easier to surf on a foam board and all that. So I'm going to give it a go. You know, I got this foam board. And so I started watching YouTube videos and like Kelsey and I were talking and she's like, hey, you know, like you should try this, like paddle with your chest up. I'm like, okay, bet, I'll paddle with my chest up. You know, when you do your pop-up, practice this. I'm like, okay. And I'm like watching all these videos. And so I'd been practicing since like pretty much all summer. I mean, let's call it what it is. And almost getting up, just getting pummeled. And I just couldn't put two and two together. And one day I was like, I went out to Oak Island because Wrightsville Beach was super crowded and I just didn't want to be around people. And I'm like, let's give it a go. So I go out to Oak Island. Y'all, these waves were trying to kill me. I mean, I've never fought so hard in my entire life, but I was bound and determined that I was surfing a wave. So after like 45 minutes, I'm like, chest up, knees bent, you know,
all
like
all the steps together,
all
right?
The steps. Yes. I'm like thinking them in my head and this wave comes and it's just like this perfect wave and it's pushing me and it all just clicks and I stand up and I'm looking around and I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm up. And I'm like, I can't believe it. And I like have my hands in the air and I'm like doing the surf symbol, like that's Rocky at the top of the steps. And I look on the beach.
The surf symbol.
Yes.
So describe the surf symbol. Go ahead. Go back to your story.
I forget what it's called.
A shocker.
Hang loose. Hang loose. It's on my ankle. You know, the pinky and the thumb. So I'm like,
where are my surfers at though?
Guys, we're beginners.
Please remember.
Right. Hands in the air. I'm like, whoa. And I look on the beach and everyone's like, yeah, you did it. And I'm like, okay, I'm leaving on a high, right? Like, no way I can go back out there again. And this old man, he's like 85, he comes walking up to me and he goes, man, you were getting beat out there. And I just was praying you'd stay up. Way to go, surfer girl.
Yes,
and that was
Grandpa.
It. And I'll never forget like just how it felt when it like it all comes together and it pushes you. And like literally I'm still up. I'm looking around. I can't believe I'm still standing. Like, and I rode it all the way to the sand, ran to my car, text Kelsey.
Yeah. It's
that's
so exhilarating.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. So what I'm gathering from this, from your three stories here on your initial surfing is watch others, learn from others. And what's interesting, I just interviewed a guy last week and he's sponsored surfer and he loves to watch surfing videos to analyze what they're doing. Where are their feet? What are their shoulders doing? Their hips. And it slows it down, analyzes, and then tries to implement. So observing others from their mistakes and from their successes is a great way to begin to learn. Taking a lesson, you know, whether it's a private lesson or a lesson with a group or whatever, you know, that's what you said. Hey, this helped me kind of step over that and it worked. Mm-hmm. And then to add to that, Take those lessons with a friend, you know, your little brother, however old he is or however old you remember him to be, you know, just to have that opportunity to share that memory with somebody, but then encourage one another. And then, you know, similar, but hey, what does YouTube put out there?
Yeah.
You know? Now there's some kooky stuff out there, but you're going to learn. There's some good tutorials out there. Mm-hmm. And so way to go, ladies. You know, all of you have caught waves on your own. You know, different, I mean, three waves in.
Come on.
You know,
right.
Not all of us can be professionals,
right?
I was in Nicaragua.
Yeah,
in Australia.
I just decided that I was going to surf and did it. So
yeah. It's taken us years.
Yes.
That's all right. If it's any consolation, I bought a board in Ocean City, Maryland, and I was in Virginia Beach camping out with my girlfriend at the time back in high school with her family. And I mean, I had been trying as often as I could, either Outer Banks or Maryland or Delaware. And I just, it was the board for sure. It wasn't, you know, I mean, I was athletic and I had the aggression and everything. And man, I finally stood up. And I remember taking it straight in.
Yeah.
Like, ran straight to hit the beach.
Straight to the
ran
sand?
Straight to the sand.
It's the best feeling.
Yeah. And then I don't remember if I fell or whatever, but I got up and I grabbed the board and I ran straight to my girlfriend and her family. I got away!
Yes!
I'm like 15 years old. I was just like on top of it. And so, yeah, it is an exhilarating feeling. What do you find now that you're surfers?
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
What do you find is, this is what I want to do next? What's the next for you?
Oh my gosh. So it's so funny that you said that, because I heard, I don't know if it was Christian that was speaking at Surf Church today, and I heard him say the word competition. And I looked at Kelsey and I was like, oh my gosh, goals. Like, I think that sounds so cool. I don't know about the competitions in the area or what that looks like, but I was like, how cool would it be to get so good where I could, like, I mean, I think that's going to be a while.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
But
still,
like the amateur professional. Sure. Like,
weren't you telling about that? The girl?
Yeah, they have them at Carolina Beach.
Oh, my gosh.
The Wahine.
Next summer, we need to be good enough to be in those.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You maybe.
Yeah, the Wahine would be a great one. But there's one here. They canceled it this last 2 years, I think, because of COVID. But Sweetwater does a pro-am. And Wrightsville Beach Longboard Association, the WBLA, has a pro-am coming up October 16th. So that's for longboards. So I don't know what you guys are surfing. What are you guys riding right now?
I have an 8-foot longboard. That's a longboard, right?
And it's a fun, it's a fun size, fun shape.
Is that the best shape to be on as a beginner?
It's a great one. Yes.
The 8-foot one?
Yeah. Is it a fiberglass or soft top?
Soft top.
Mm-hmm. That's a great beginner board. All of the camps that we do around here are 8-foot, 9-foot soft tops.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good to know.
What are you riding?
Yeah, so I am riding an 8-foot foam, like soft top board, Jerry Lopez board.
The Costco. Yes. There you go.
I've got two boards because, you know, I've had mine for 20 years. So I've got my NSP. It's a fiberglass, 7-foot, 6-inch. And I'm finally good enough to ride that one. And I've also got an 8-foot wave storm. I call it the beater board.
There you go.
It's got duct tape on it. I don't care if it breaks.
Yes. Well, that's good. That, I mean, that's where you start. Those are great learner boards. And once you are ready, I know a guy that has some extra stuff that you might want to, hey, I want to try this size.
Yeah. Or,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a guy.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's great.
We might know a guy soon.
I'll introduce you.
Yeah.
Sweet. So next for you. So competition, that stuck in your brain. That's a goal. What about,
I'm super
what about you?
Honestly, maybe move into a little bit shorter board and like trying to actually ride the wave sideways and maybe like, I'm not sure exactly. I know like, okay, I think it's called a reverse, but like, I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but like when you ride the wave and like you kind of flip your tail and then come back down.
Gotcha.
That's called. Hey, surfer pros, let me know in the comments.
Right. That's right. Yeah. You can email me at mywavepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Kelsey needs help with all of the lingo. So
same.
Yeah.
But that's what I hope to do, you know, ride the wave sideways.
So
and
catching a wave and going sideways is going down the line.
Down the line.
Mm-hmm. Down the line. So if you're going down the now another question, let's get to you and then we'll get this next question. What's your next goal?
My ambitions are not as high as theirs.
All right.
I thought I peaked when I stood on the board.
We did.
Yeah. So I really, I guess kind of a little bit like Kelsey's, riding the pipe, like when it barrel rolls, going down the line, where a barrel rolls over you, but it doesn't bumble you.
A tube ride, a barrel ride.
That's what I would like to do.
Getting pitted.
Uh-huh. And I'm all about lately, like especially in the gym, I'm all about form. So I just want to like get really good form.
Good.
I don't necessarily have to be doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
I'll be the biggest supporter. I just want to be able to get up, have good form to ride, and then we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, so those fundamentals of any sport is what progresses you.
Yeah.
You work on those fundamentals over and over and naturally you'll progress. So spending more time in the water, spending more time, even when the waves are bad in the water, is only going to make you better. So good stuff. So what you're doing by sharing these things is you're encouraging other listeners who are maybe a step behind you or are thinking about surfing and you're like, you're giving them just that mental stimulus that you guys had when you first saw it or when you were a kid and you saw those posters or you saw that movie. And so, you're just stoking the fire and I love it. I love it. So what were we going to get back to? Oh, stance on a board. So there's two different types of stance. Do you know what they are?
The racer stance.
Racer stance?
I just made that up.
Yeah.
Is one like the goofy one? Goofy footed?
Yep. So there's goofy foot.
That's me.
Left foot back.
Yep, that's me.
That's me.
That's
goofy.
Me also, but I ride a skateboard and I start in my blocks for track the opposite way.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just weird.
Wait, you surf goofy?
Yeah, my right leg goes first.
I didn't notice that.
Yes.
I don't know what Goofy is.
So
Goofy. And what's the other one? I'm like, so, I don't know the other
so
one.
The other one
do
is
I serve Goofy?
The,
I don't know.
Does your left foot go back or your right foot?
Yeah. Well, I'm left-handed. I think my left foot goes forward.
Okay, so left foot forward.
I just want to jump right now.
So right foot back is called regular.
Regular on everything but the surfboard.
Left foot back is Goofy.
Maybe you should try it the other way. Maybe you'll
all
be
right,
better.
Guys, just stay tuned.
Part two.
I can't remember.
Las Chicas.
Can we do a podcast like 3 years in the future and come back and see how terrible or maybe how much progress that
there
we
you
have.
Go.
She'll already be the star. She'll be sponsored. We'll be her groupies.
Yeah,
we are the groupies. She'll be the competitions.
I'm gonna have
we'll carry Enrique's boards for her.
We have t-shirts, guys.
Yeah. She has her own brand.
I am competitive. I love goals. So like that's why like the moment it's like a light bulb. Like the moment I heard him say competition, I was like, I have something to work for.
That's like all she heard at Surf Church today.
Praise the Lord.
That's great. My stomach hurts. I'm laughing too much. This is good. So goofy regular.
Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah. And you're still in that, I don't know.
Yeah. It's, you know, whatever leg pops up first and I'm on the wave. Honestly, sometimes it's my knees and I just ride in and boogie board.
As long as your leash isn't on your front leg.
Yeah. Then, oh, that's happened.
Yeah.
So I saw people today who had it like, mine does get caught my toes too. Yeah. They had it like up near their calf.
Yeah. So that is a longboard leash to allow people to walk.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I would love to learn how to walk
to the nose.
We're going to get there.
Oh,
The cross step.
I have a really funny story. So it's short. Don't worry.
Go for it.
So Kelsey and I decided we have paddle boards, right? Yeah. So we decided that we were going to try to use our inflatable paddle boards because they're so big. We thought this has got to be much easier to surf, right? So first of all, if you're starting out surfing, don't do that. Second of all, so I'm paddling my guts out and I get up on this wave and I realize how long the board is. And like Kelsey's over here dying because I'm trying to walk to the middle and I basically run off the end of the board. I mean, like I just never stopped
walking.
It's like
walking. She walked the plank.
I literally walked the plank. After that, everyone was like, what happened? I just couldn't stop walking. Like it just didn't dawn on me that the board was going to run out at some point.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen that are listening.
Yeah.
If you stuck with us this far.
Please.
Inflatable stand-ups.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Keep them on the intercoastal waterway, guys. Yes. Like something without the waves, you're fine.
Now, a very important question. So with a soft top, you do not need, although I believe it's helpful, to apply any wax. All right. Big question. Do you wax the top of the board? Or the bottom
of
the board.
Hold on. We have great stories for this. I just want to let everyone know.
Yes, please.
Okay. So I waxed the top of the board.
Yes.
And my board is the soft top, of course.
Yes.
I know a lot of people doesn't like that, but anything to make me stick on the board, that's great.
Understood.
All right. Now, these two have a little bit other, like, different stories than so I can share.
I feel like I've been thrown under the bus this whole podcast. Yeah.
That's what happens when you tell everyone. I told you.
And then she told me how this girl waxed the bottom of the board.
Best story ever.
She's the girl.
And
the
best
part
is
the girl.
And then the best part is she's telling me the story, and I'm like, it was me.
It was you. So she told you the story.
I told her the story.
All right, guys.
All right.
Just keep in mind, there wasn't really YouTube back then. And so I have this board, and I can't figure it out. So no guidance. And I'm thinking the board's going too fast, you know, and I've got my hands all over. Cause my thing was when I was learning to surf, I put my hands on the rails, like the sides. Right. And so I kept thinking maybe the board's going too fast. So I waxed the bottom of the board thinking that the wax would slow it down in the ocean so that I could stand up on it.
There is still marks on the bottom of her board where she tried to wax it.
I did. And so I told Kelsey I was going to fix some of the little fiberglass dings and paint the bottom so people wouldn't know that I waxed the bottom of my board.
I'm sure you're not the only one. Let's be honest.
I've looked around.
I'm pretty sure she's the only one.
Really?
No.
I'm pretty sure I am too.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I've had parents at surf camp say, so if I give my kid a board, I wax the bottom, right? And No. That's skis.
It made sense at the time, I thought.
Well, you were small. We're going to give you that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, so you can put it in the sun on a hot day and it'll melt that off. Yeah. And then a little bit of Goo-Bee-Gone stuff, just spray it on there, wipe it down, and it'd be as good as new. You don't have to paint the bottom.
Yes.
That's hilarious. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to name this podcast. And, yeah.
It could be a lot of things.
All the things not to do. Oh, right. I will say, though, for anybody that wants to learn to surf. Shaka. Yes, Shaka. Shaka. Make sure, like, if you are YouTubing, the best part or get lessons is the pop-up. Mm-hmm. I mean, really,
yes, important.
So many times people try to, like, crawl to stand up, right, or, like, use the board to stand up. Once I got the pop-up, I was like, survey makes so much more sense now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. I think I'm still trying to figure out the pop-up because I went with Kelsey the other day and I was saying, I was like, I need to figure out exactly when to pop up. Any advice on that?
Not just the how to pop, but the when to
the
pop.
The when.
Mm-hmm. Yes, how and when.
Yes, I have to wait until the back of my feet are actually picked up by the wave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I know when to pop up. And it's like a quick pop-up, but you have to stay low.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way that I figured out how to engage with the wave instead of like getting on top of it or getting crushed by it.
Yeah.
And I think I pop up after the wave has kind of picked up and dropped.
Right.
And that's when I've been popping up. So when's the right way to pop up?
One of the episodes I did is called New Bomb at Jeanette's Pier. He makes it very, very simple and clear. You are trying to catch something that's moving. And so to catch it, you have to get the same speed as. He used the illustration of a motorcycle or something going with a sidecar going down, and you have to run and to jump in. You can't just time it and jump in.
Right.
And so your paddling gets you the speed necessary to get into the wave. So you're catching the wave while it's catching you. So there comes a point in time where it's almost like the symbiotic relationship. I've paddled, generate the speed, it's got me, I can take my hands off, and if my chest is up and my I'm in my sweet spot on the wave, on my board, I can just feel it, it's got me, I've got it.
Yeah.
That's when you pop up. A lot of times, if you can generate the right amount of speed, that's before the wave even breaks. So once it's broken, you can get up, but your chances of survival are slim. Unless you can go down the line, knife it, cut into the wave, and go sideways.
That's what we're working on.
Yeah. So with a longer board, generating the speed, popping up when the wave has you and you have it, then at that point it's a shift of weight, and you can turn and engage those back fins and head on down the line. So you'll get there. You'll get there. And just keep watching, keep observing, keep asking questions, keep laughing at each other when you eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Today, get back up and try again.
Yes. Yeah. Kelsey and I ate it all day. We're like, man, we know what we're doing. We're good at this. I even brought the foam board out just so that I wouldn't like embarrass myself. I ate it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was happening today, but it was like, what'd you say? You felt like you were being dropped from the sky, because the waves, we'd get like on top of the wave, so, and it would just crash straight down, and we'd be nose first eating it. I'd look up, Kelsey's eating it too, and I'm like, okay, it's not just me.
No, so we were all doing it.
When the nose goes under, that's called purling.
Well, we were purling
all day.
Yeah, there's remedies for that. We'll have to talk post show.
I was gonna say, I wish I knew those at 8 o'clock
this morning.
We need a lesson
right now. Like, we're going out.
Are you going out?
Yeah.
Are you actually going up?
No, not really.
We just
came from the waves.
So. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
But we would love a lesson.
Yes. Yeah.
I know
we
a guy.
Can go out.
I know a guy.
Yes.
He always knows a guy.
I'll talk to that guy.
Yes.
That'd be great. Well, cool. So I'm thinking through, what's the biggest wave you've surfed so far? Like tallest, like
I'm not a good.
How do you measure it? Can you show us right now?
So a lot of times it's
5 foot.
Like, a lot of times you'll see knee high, thigh high, waist high, stomach high, chest high, shoulder high, head high.
Well, I'm pretty
like
short.
Over our head high.
So.
Yeah, if you're short, then a stomach high wave for an average guy might be head high for you.
So I mean, not being funny, but I like to afternoon surf sometimes after work, and so I'm probably not the best judge of height. Maybe you guys can help me walk through maybe what this is. But I was telling Kelsey that the waves were coming up, and as the sun was setting, you could see the shadow breaking, like coming over you and then seeing it break. And I felt like those are pretty big.
Yeah.
Like maybe 3-4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the biggest wave I've surfed.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little intimidating when you see this big wave come and you're like, I'm going to go for the next wave.
Yes.
And it looks even more massive. And you're like, I'm going to paddle and hope for the best.
Yeah. Because when you're a foot off the ground paddling, a 3 foot wave is, you're looking up at it.
Yeah.
It looks like
I was looking up.
You. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so let me ask you this. What surf reports, forecasts, apps do you guys look at?
I've got them right now.
I'm so excited surf check? To hear this
question.
Ah,
surf check, surf yes. check, just to look at the waves and yep. see how they're
surf
like,
checks
crashing.
Is a live camera.
High tide, low tide. Mm-hmm. But reports Ka-plong. Wise, sorry.
That was a wipeout.
Yeah.
What else? What else, Kels?
There is another report that myself and Kara looked at, and I'm not sure what it was called.
I'm trying to look it up right now.
But it was very helpful, too.
Any of those?
Oh, man, I need to get some of those.
I'll be honest,
so
I can't see
I just
that.
Pulled up, I just Beginners. Pulled up surf checks and magic seaweed.
Okay.
Oh.
There's the right the BB Live, which gives you a four times a day report.
Surf
Swell Info, Surfline, Pinpoint, and Surfwatch. These are you can
Surfwatch
take.
Sounds wow. familiar.
Yeah. Those, so I've maybe checked into that a little bit. So, not sure though.
So those are, you could pass that around. Those are the ones that are kind of standard. Everybody kind of looks at those.
Yeah.
And it gives a variety of different things. Swell direction, wind speed, wave height.
Yeah, we need all that.
Yeah.
So talking about those apps for beginners, what's a good wave height for a beginner to start with? Because, you know, they don't want to go out there and get pummeled like mm-hmm. yeah. I've done.
I'd say any 1 to 2 to 3 to 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's other little thing behind it. It's called swell period.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so a 2 foot wave at 6 seconds means there's a 2 foot wave going to be crashing every 6 seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
good to know.
2 foot wave at 10 seconds.
Yeah. So like what I try to look for is like, so the surfing guy that I did my lesson with, mm-hmm. he was telling us about the sets that are coming
yes.
in. So like you kind of want to wait for that first set to pick you up just a little bit, wait for it and wait for that second set to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've really been trying to focus on that. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I mean, he was pretty accurate on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you paddle out, you're trying to find your place in the lineup. So the lineup, if you look north and south on our beach, you're looking back and forth. You'll see long borders a little further out. You'll see those mid-length boards, those 8 foot, a little bit in, and then you'll see the short boarders. Short boarders are putting themselves in a more critical place mm-hmm. on a takeoff. They're putting themselves sometimes right up underneath the lip.
Yeah.
Where the long boarder in the mid-length can catch it a little before it breaks. And so that as you're looking down and up the beach, you'll see where you can kind of be in the lineup. You don't want to be too far in on the inside. That's the impact zone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or beyond the or towards the beach, and you're going to get white water and it's just difficult. Outside, you don't be too far out because then every time you paddle, it just mm-hmm. rolls under you and mm-hmm. you get frustrated.
Been there, done that
yeah.
many times.
And
I need to learn the zones.
Yeah. And your position on the board is another important mm-hmm. thing. Too far forward and your nose is under, mm-hmm. you're going to paddle and that nose is going to go under as you take off. Too far back, the nose is real far out of the water, and as you paddle, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. You're like in the same spot.
Yeah, the wave is going to roll underneath you. And so there's finding that sweet spot on mm-hmm. each board's different, and each person has a different sweet spot on each kind of board. So it just takes time to get used to, and once you figure it out, it's called dialing it in, then you're golden.
That's our overall goal, yes. Dialing it in.
I like it.
I like that too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, cool. What time we got? We have flown by. It's 38 minutes in. This has been fun.
Man.
It's been fun. So, you know, next steps, definitely as it gets cooler, you're going to want to get a wetsuit.
We were talking about that this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any of the surf shops around here do a great job at helping you get fitted for one. And then as it gets really cold, the booties, the gloves, the hood, all those accessories.
That's our off season. So that's when we got to get good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. And we can come back in the summer
and crush it.
Right. We're going to emerge like Charlie's Angels.
Yes. Yeah.
And the one like thing the that you'll find is in the winter, if you can bear it, because it gets chilly, mm-hmm. if you can bear it, the lineup is not as crowded as the summer.
Okay.
So there'd be less people out there. And if you can catch a wave wearing a 4-3 wetsuit or a 3-2 with all that gear on,
mm-hmm. yeah.
It's just resistance training, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so by the time summer comes, you strip it off, you're back in your bathing suit, you're like, woohoo!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're flying, guys.
Yes.
Look out.
There you go.
Competition, here I come.
She's already got a Wahini. Wahini, I'm going to tell the guys down at Wahini to be ready.
Yes.
Miss Joe Pickett, if you're listening,
Let me know when you make t-shirts. I'll be on the beach.
Yeah. We can't wait to be your groupies.
Yeah. We knew her first, guys.
Yeah. That's right. Just saying, we get the autographs first.
That's right.
And we don't have to pay for them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Also, if you're starting out, you should get you hype people so that yes. they you can like celebrate the small victories. Like,
yeah.
I can't tell you how many times Kelsey and I mean, we you would have thought we were the only people on the beach.
Like, we're out there yelling on like not even the best wave that a child could get.
Yes.
And we're like, woo! Yes, we did it.
Doing that surf hand thing.
That surfy surf hand thing symbol. With the yes. fingers and the thumb.
The celebrations are important.
Yes.
And to not give up. Like,
yeah.
Because it's like you'll catch those waves and then you may not catch any for a while.
Yeah.
But patience. You got to celebrate those small moments.
Absolutely. And to celebrate with a tribe is... Mm-hmm. Is pretty sweet. Yeah,
don't take those losses by yourself, guys. Like, you're going to crash together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's good advice.
Yep. Laugh at yourself, laugh with each other.
Get back up, do it again.
Yeah. Have you had this happen yet? You go for a surf, you go to work, you're at work, and you stand up, and what happens?
Oh my, it's like you have vertigo.
Yes.
No.
That? Well, okay. That happens to me.
Water up in your ear and stuff, but. Have you had it happen where you stand up or like bend over to write something or pick up something and water rushes out your nose?
No, I haven't had that yet.
Not really.
That's next level.
Okay, well, yeah, that's we haven't got there yet, guys.
That's probably going to happen today after all those nose dives
you
took.
Yes. Yeah. Or you wake up and
do it now. Bend over. Yeah.
Ew, we're right still on the good. Carpet. So I worked in the Outer Banks. I was living in the Outer Banks one summer and I was working at a pizza restaurant. And I had surfed all morning, rode my bike down to the pizza restaurant, and we were making, my boss and I were making pizzas for the buffet, getting the lunch line ready. And he goes, hey, I'll race you on a pepperoni. I was like, all right, let's go. And so I grabbed my stack of pepperoni. He grabbed it. It was like, go, go, go. And I'm bent over, and water just gushed down my nose all over the pepperoni. And he was like, I started laughing. He's like, oh, what is that? And I was like, can I eat this one? He's like, that's disgusting. Oh. Throw it away.
Life of a surfer, right?
Yes. Can I eat this one?
Anyway, well, you know, you guys have been awesome. I'd love to have you back. In, like you said, not in 3 years, maybe next year.
Yes.
In beginning of the summer, end of the summer, something. And we'll revisit this and see where you guys are at. That would be super sick. I would love that.
Us too.
Us too.
Thanks for having us.
Love it. Thank you so
thank
much.
You guys.
Yeah, thank you.
One last thing. This is kind of my shtick on the way out is the earliest known reference to surfing in history. Do you know when that was?
I have no idea. I'm not even going to try.
So this is, you know, I'm not a history buff.
1872.
Yeah. No. So in the Bible, all right, there is a passage of scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 27. So this is the early church history.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul is traveling to Rome and he's on a ship. He's in chains or he's basically under arrest and they're caught in this huge storm. So it's Acts 27. There's a huge storm and they throw lighten the load trying to survive this thing. They run aground. They hit a reef. The waves are breaking the ship apart. And they were like, hey, if you can swim, swim to the beach. So it says people swam to the beach. Then the ship broke up and it says everyone made it safely to shore, some on pieces of the ship, you know, grabbing lumber or whatever.
Yeah.
But then it says, and some on boards. And so it makes a distinction there between pieces of the ship and boards. Do you think maybe that's an early reference to surfing?
I think it could be because why would you say boards specifically? You would think if it was just planks of the board that they were holding on to, it would still fall under pieces of the board. Like it's not or of the ship.
I mean, like the way you're thinking.
I don't think anybody's going to ride a chair in, you know, so
who knows?
You never know.
We saw that guy on the beach today and he surfs on
a board,
table boards, right?
Yep. Josh, so, the guy that sang for us, he has a brand called Xylem and he makes wood boards and he calls that one his coffee table.
I feel like they might have been wood boards.
That's what I'm envisioning.
Yeah.
Me too.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And maybe they waxed the bottom. I don't know.
You never know.
I hope not. They probably needed to get to the shore quicker.
Yeah,
they didn't want to slow down.
Yeah, they didn't want to slow it down.
They waxed the whole thing.
Well, ladies and gents, thank you all so much for tuning in. And thank you, ladies, for spending this time with us. You guys can, I don't know what I was going to say. Enjoy the music. Y'all take care. Thank you, ladies, very, very much.
the connection.